This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Today is Sunday, September 13th, 2020. On this day in 1980, a housekeeper at the Amana Holiday Inn in Williamsburg, Iowa, discovered a double homicide. 32-year-old Roger Atkinson and 22-year-old Rose Burkert had been murdered in their hotel room while having a secret tryst. Welcome to Today in True Crime, a Parcast original. Due to the graphic nature of today's crimes, listener discretion is advised. Extreme caution is advised for listeners under 13. Today we're covering the day that Roger Atkinson and Rose Burkert were found murdered inside an Amana Holiday Inn hotel room. Let's go back to Williamsburg, Iowa, a little after noon on September 13th, 2020. It was a peaceful fall day, the kind you could only get in a small town like Williamsburg, the occasional car passing by, once in a while a whiff of conversation. But over at the Amana Holiday Inn, things were busier than usual. The hotel was hosting a mortician's conference. All of its rooms had been booked solid, but not everyone was visiting for the conference. The night before, 32-year-old telephone technician Roger Atkinson and 22-year-old nurse Rose Burkert had pulled into the hotel's parking lot. Roger shot Rose one of his boyish smiles as he put the car in park. What with Roger being married and Rose a single mother, it was hard to sneak away for a weekend, but they had made it happen. The two lovebirds meandered into the hotel lobby, where the front desk assistant told them they were in luck. There had been a last-minute cancellation. Roger and Rose could have the very last room. The pair picked up their bags and made their way to room number 260. Roger fumbled with the lock as Rose giggled flirtatiously. At last, the door swung open, revealing the dark hotel room. Roger reached in and flipped on the lights. Then he and Rose disappeared inside. It was now a little after noon on the next day, and Roger and Rose still hadn't emerged from their room. Meanwhile, the hotel's housekeeper had a job to do. She rapped politely on the door, expecting its residents to have left for the day. There was no answer, but from the other side, the housekeeper could hear the sound of a TV. She unlocked the door and cautiously pushed it open. Then she gasped. The sight before her was horrifying. Both Roger and Rose were lying face down on the bed, covered in blood. The backs of their heads appeared to have been bashed in. Rose was fully clothed and had been covered up with a bedsheet. Roger, on the other hand, was uncovered and wearing only his underwear. They had been like this for hours, while the TV echoed through the lifeless room. When authorities arrived, they uncovered a series of bizarre clues. For one, there didn't appear to be a forced entry, so whoever had killed Roger and Rose had probably been invited inside. There also didn't seem to be any sign of a struggle or an attempt to escape. In fact, the two chairs inside the hotel room had been pulled towards the bed and neatly angled towards each other. It was as though there had been a conversation before the murder. Authorities even found strange boot markings on the desk near the hotel room chairs, making it seem like the killer had kicked up his feet either before or after the murder. Roger's wallet was laying on the floor with its contents scattered around, but Rose's wallet hadn't been touched. Then there was the bathroom. Inside, investigators found a blood-soaked towel with unidentified male DNA. In the bathtub, someone had emptied the contents of a tube of toothpaste. But perhaps the most jarring thing in the room was a simple bar of soap. Someone had whittled it down, then used it to write the word "this" on the bathroom mirror. But this what? And why? Coming up, we'll investigate some possible suspects in Roger and Rose's double homicide. Hi, listeners. Here's a series I think you're really going to like. We all know that medical professionals are trained to give exceptional care. But what about those who use their skills not to heal, but hurt? In the new Parcast series, Medical Murders, you'll discover a disturbing diagnosis that not every doctor wants to extend your life. Every Wednesday, Medical Murders introduces you to the worst the medical community has to offer. Men and women who took an oath to save lives, but instead used their expertise to develop more sinister specialties. Join host Alastair Murden as he examines the formative years and motives of history's most infamous killers. Dissecting their medical backgrounds with expert analysis and professional insight provided by practicing MD, Dr. David Kipper. You'll investigate a wide range of heinous healthcare workers, like the general practitioner believed to be the most prolific serial killer in modern history, or the dentist who led a double life as a hitman, or even the doctor and gang member who mixed deadly potions for unhappy housewives to use on their husbands. When it comes to these true crime stories, the only thing the doctor ordered is murder. Follow Medical Murders free on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, back to the story. On September 13, 1930, a housekeeper at the Amana Holiday Inn in Williamsburg, Iowa, discovered a gruesome scene. 32-year-old Roger Atkinson and 22-year-old Rose Burkert had been murdered in their hotel bed. Whoever had done it had apparently bashed their skulls in before leaving a blood-soaked towel in the bathroom, squirting a tube of toothpaste in the tub, and writing the word "this" on the mirror in soap. As Buchanan County Sheriff Department Captain Howard Judd observed, the whole thing was overkill. And not just overkill, premeditated. For one, the damage to Roger and Rose's skulls seemed to have been the work of an axe or a hatchet. Had the killer used a knife or a gun, the murder would have seemed more like a spur-of-the-moment decision. Whoever had done it seemed to either have a vendetta, or they simply cared a lot about their handiwork. And judging by the bathroom, they hadn't been in too big of a rush to leave. They may have even stuck around for a while to watch TV, leaving it on when they finally exited the room. Roger's wife, Marcella, back in St. Joseph, Missouri, was devastated by the news of this strange crime scene. Not only was her husband dead, he'd been killed in bed with another woman. Immediately, she hoped for some answers, and in the week following the murder, authorities interviewed over 400 people. When all was said and done, they came up with a surprising number of suspects. First, there was Rose's ex-boyfriend named Danny Burton, who she'd kicked out of their apartment for allegedly abusing drugs. He had also allegedly been stalking her in the weeks before the murder, and Rose had even reported him to her local sheriff's department. But when officers sat down with Burton, he had an alibi. Then he passed a polygraph test. Another suspect was the bartender at the Amana Holiday Inn. Allegedly, he and Rose had gotten into an argument at some point that night after she and Roger arrived. The following day, he left town, leaving behind his last paycheck. When authorities caught up to him, he'd joined the military and was stationed in Germany. It's unclear whether he was ever questioned. Meanwhile, investigators continued digging into the case, and before long, they were faced with a question no one liked asking. Was this the work of a serial killer? The most immediate suspect was Roger Atkinson's uncle-in-law, an escaped killer named Charles Hatcher. Prior to the Holiday Inn murders, Hatcher was convicted of killing two children, so homicide definitely wasn't out of his wheelhouse. In the weeks prior to the murders, Hatcher had been locked up in a mental health facility in Nebraska. According to some sources, he had escaped just 6 days before the killing. Given that Roger was wearing his underwear, it was definitely possible he knew the killer well enough to invite them into the hotel room without putting on more clothes. But why would anyone invite a known killer into their hotel room to begin with? Ultimately, there wasn't enough evidence to decisively pin the crime on Hatcher. Besides, there were other cases trickling in that could link the murder to a more elusive mastermind. A decade prior, in 1970, 23-year-old Jack McDonald was found face down on his hotel room bed at the Travel Inn Motel in Meridian, Mississippi. Like Roger and Rose, he'd been bludgeoned to death, and the contents from a tube of toothpaste had been squeezed into the toilet. Then, just 10 weeks before the Amana Holiday Inn murder, a 28-year-old salesman named William Kyle was found dead at the Sheraton Motor Inn in Galesburg, Illinois. He, too, had been bludgeoned with a tube of toothpaste squeezed onto the nearby carpet. Like Roger, Kyle's wallet had been emptied, and like Rose, he was covered with a blanket, but only partially. The toothpaste tube alone was enough to seemingly link these murders, and investigator Paul Holes, a cold case investigator, has become convinced that the three events are linked. Holes notes that toothpaste tubes are sometimes squeezed out as a form of sexual climax by heroin addicts with erectile dysfunction, so it's definitely possible that the killer was a drug abuser. But that still hasn't led investigators anywhere conclusive. To this day, Roger and Rose's killer could be anyone. For all we know, maybe the tube of toothpaste was simply part of their signature, along with the strange message, "This," on Roger and Rose's bathroom mirror. Just what this means, we might never know. Thanks for listening to Today in True Crime. I'm Vanessa Richardson. For more stories about strange crimes and the twisted serial killers that commit them, check out Parcast Original Serial Killers. Today in True Crime is a Parcast Original. You can find more episodes of Today in True Crime and all other Parcast Originals for free on Spotify. Not only does Spotify already have all of your favorite music, but now Spotify is making it easy for you to enjoy all of your favorite Parcast Originals, like Today in True Crime, for free from your phone, desktop, or smart speaker. To stream Today in True Crime on Spotify, just open the app and type Today in True Crime in the search bar. We'll be back with a brand new episode tomorrow in True Crime. Today in True Crime was created by Max Cutler and is a Parcast Studios original. It is executive produced by Max Cutler, sound design by Juan Borda, with production assistance by Ron Shapiro, Carly Madden, and Joshua Kern. This episode of Today in True Crime was written by Ali Wicker, with writing assistance by Abigail Cannon. I'm Vanessa Richardson. Killer nurses, deranged doctors, mad scientists. Don't forget to check out the new Parcast original series, Medical Murders. Every Wednesday, meet the worst the medical community has to offer. Men and women who took an oath to save lives, but instead used their expertise to develop more sinister specialties. Follow Medical Murders free on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.